Lady Charles is here now. We bumped into one another in the hall.
Please forgive me for keeping you waiting, Mr. Allen. I'm afraid I simply can't move my sister-in-law.
She must come, Mimi.
Oh, Charlie, darling, if you saw her, I mean, honest.
Can't Tinkerton do something?
She's no help at all. She simply says her mistress must not be moved.
Tinkerton is her ladyship's maid, I take it?
Yes, she's been with her for centuries.
We'll carry on as best as we can for the present. I've been over the sequence of events with Inspector Fox, and this is what seems to have happened. Lord Charles Lamprey and Lord Wetherwood were here together in the drawing room until about 10 minutes past seven. Lord Wetherwood decided to leave and went out of the room, making for the lift. I understand you didn't go with your brother, sir?
No, we said goodbye in here.
Lord Wetherwood's chauffeur...
Giggle.
I'm sorry?
Giggle. His name is Giggle.
Yes. Well, he says he heard Lord Wetherwood call loudly for Lady Wetherwood. Did any of you hear him?
Oh, it was difficult not to. Gabriel always shouted like that for people.
And where were you, please, Lady Charles?
In my bedroom.
Were you alone?
No, my sister-in-law was with me.
And did Lady Wetherwood join her husband straight away?
No. She said she'd like to go to the bathroom. She was in there for rather a long time, and Gabriel shouted again for her. Mm. When she did eventually emerge, I remembered that Gabriel didn't like working the lift himself, and nor did Violet. I asked one of the twins to take them down. I didn't notice which.
Which of you was it?
It was me.
You mean you both went down?
I went down, sir.
If you imagine Chief Detective Inspector Allen is going to be fooled by a childish trick like
this... I went down. Shut up, I did.
Did any of the rest of you notice which twin remained here and which went down with the Wetherwoods in the lift? No? Then we'll go on. Where were the rest of you at this time?
I was in Mother's bedroom.
Miss Gray?
I was in the dining room.
Right. So what we need to establish now is the condition of Lord Wetherwood when Lady Wetherwood, and whichever twin it was, stepped into the lift. But since her ladyship is indisposed, and since both young gentlemen insist that they went down with her, we are at something of an impasse. Under these circumstances, I would like to speak to Lord Wetherwood's chauffeur.
Giggle.
He's in the staff's... sitting room. I'll get him for you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Don't trouble yourself. I'll stroll down there and have a word with him.